أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون. These are the last two ayats of the surah, Surah Inshiqaq. And we read previously yesterday that these non-believers, they lost all their faculties and all their qualities which Allah had blessed them with. One was that what are the dalail fitrat, that naturally what is in a person. That is, like for example, our parents bring us up, they feed us, they look after us. So naturally a person has got affinity, has got love, appreciate what his parents have done. So in the same way, it is only Allah who has given us existence, and it is not difficult to realize that. It isn't our parents that have given us our existence, it isn't anyone else, it is only Allah Ta'ala. And every day we read in our namazes also all the time, Subhana Rabbiyil Azim. Subhana Rabbiyil A'la, Rabb, all the time, Rabbana Lakal Hamd. So all the time we are repeating that Allah is our Rabb, who is our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, the controller of all situations, the one who brings about all conditions and situations. And one perhaps the greatest thing, that it is only to Him that we are going to return. And we are going to be answerable only to Allah Ta'ala, not to our nafs, not to anyone or anything else, but to Allah Ta'ala. So all these, Allah has kept it naturally within a person. But when person, especially the non-believers, they paid no heed to this. And then all the shawahid qudrat, besides that, Allah Ta'ala had put all these signs around us. The rising of the sun and the setting of the sun are also clear, clear signs that we also rose up at one time and we also going to set at one time. Our evening will come, our night will come. The signs of old age will come, the signs of death will come. And then death will eventually overtake us. Everything in the world is a clear sign of Allah Ta'ala, of the Akhirah, that we will be answerable. We carry how many janazas on our shoulders, or how many namazes of janaza we have made. And this is all to remind us that one day namaz will be made on us also. We have perhaps given ghusl to the dead also. One day others will be giving ghusl to us also. So all these clear signs are there. And presently what is happening, these are also signs for us to take a lesson. Whatever is happening around us, it isn't only to send on the social media to send messages, etc., but it is to take a lesson. And one thing that perhaps we are very negligent about is dua. That all this today, and especially with the social media, most of our thoughts, our time, just goes in sending messages, reading messages, and we hardly reflect on what is the real cause of all the problems, and what is the solution of all the problems. We are just busy with all these things, and the real thing is connection with Allah. And our connection with Allah must be correct. We must correct our matters with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And dua is another thing that we are very, very negligent about. We don't make dua to Allah Ta'ala. We disagree with somebody, we will talk about it, we will do everything, but we won't make dua for the person. And we won't consider perhaps he is right and we are wrong. We always think he is wrong and I am right. So we have to see to all these matters. However, with regard to these ayat which are related to all matters, Quran Sharif is fresh and new all the time. It isn't a subject matter that is the file is closed now. Quran teaches us of all the matters which are happening presently. So when these non-believers, they did not pay any heed to the signs. And then Quran Sharif came, and they claimed to be themselves to be the experts of the Arabic language. And the most superior literature, piece of literature in Arabic is the Quran Sharif. And they used to be fascinated with Arabic. So that also they did not pay attention to. When the Muslims who were around them used to make sajda, should submit themselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, should surrender to Allah, that also did not have an effect on them. So when nothing had any effect on them, then Allah ta'ala says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So خُشِي سُنَادِ أُنْكُ عَذَابْ دَرْنَاكَكَ. So now give them the good news of a very painful punishment. This is also one of the great attributes and of literature, that a person tells somebody in a sarcastic way that you are very good, meaning you are very bad. And you got great future. You are lazy, you don't learn, you are wasting your time. You've got a great future in front of you. So this is also one of the great heights of literature in every language. So Allah says, give them good news of a painful punishment. There is no good news for them. They are going to suffer. But what you are thinking you are doing, and you are going to achieve something very great, so you might be thinking it's good news, but that very painful punishment. Painful physically also, on the body also, mentally also. They will be always reminded and told, you were the ones who claimed yourselves to be very learned, very educated, very enlightened. You were controlling the world. You knew what was happening, everything. So taste now of this punishment. So that will be also a severe punishment for them. So they will have to endure that all the time. Besides that, they will be fighting among themselves, blaming one another all the time. And that will be also a terrible punishment. And many other terrible punishments which we cannot even enumerate and we cannot think about. And this is the time Allah has given us that we save ourselves. And whatever is happening, that also has to be seen to, sort it out. But we must take a lesson for ourselves also. And lessons for our akhirat as well. And who will be saved of this painful punishment? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. مَگر جو لوگ کے یقین لائے اور کام کے بھلے. However, those will be excluded from all this punishment who have brought iman and who do righteous deeds. So these people will be totally excluded. So and this is, we all believe, this is the word of Allah, the Quran Sharif as it is. And Allah is our creator, the controller of conditions, the creator of conditions, and the sustainer of conditions. Everything is in the hands of Allah. When our iman is on that, it isn't the words of any Maulisab or any Mufassir, it is the words of Allah. Allah is saying that those who bring iman properly on Allah and who do righteous deeds, they will be saved from this. So we should be have full trust on the Quran Sharif and not interpret it in our ways. How it has been given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it has come down to us, in that way we should accept it and we should check our iman. Is my iman in order or not? And then our amal saliha. Check how many of us are performing our 5 times salah. And those of us who are performing it, how many of us are doing it with jamaat? Those with jamaat, how many are with takbir-e-oola? Those who are with takbir-e-oola, how many of us have got even a little concentration and thought in our namaz? So we are very, very negligent. And for our namaz to be correct, is our istinja correct? Is our wudu correct? Are we talking in our wudu? Are we spoiling our wudu, etc.? Those are the things that we have to be concerned about. But anyone who is concerned of that is regarded as a person who doesn't know what's happening in the world. A person who will discuss all the present situation and come up with all theories, all possibilities and that, he seems to be very enlightened. And he seems to be a person to be followed. But a person who speaks about deen and we must get our istinja correct, this person, at this time you're talking of istinja. There is a time to talk of istinja. But these are the things that make us correct by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will bring them such condition. And this was the case with the Sahaba. They were concerned of these matters. And then Allah put the world at their feet, where they were regarded as the worst of the scum of society. But they became such leaders that today we just admire and and we want to keep our children's names on their names, and we admire them, and they are the ones who are enjoying in Jannat at this moment, how greatly they are enjoying. So that is what we have to follow. And for them Allah says, لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ اُنْكِ لِيَ ثَوَابْ هَيْ بِإِمْتِحَا. For them will be reward unlimited. There will be no restriction in time, in quality, in enjoyment, nothing. They will just be enjoying. May Allah out of His kindness, we are very far from it. Oh, may Allah out of His kindness bless us with that Jannat and save us from Jahannam and the effects of Jahannam in this world also. Allah save us from this punishments and tortures. Allah save us here also, and let us and our children, our progeny, and the dangers that are lurking out there for our children also, for us also. Allah protect us all and protect our children and protect the ummah, and we make dua for the whole of mankind and jinn also. Allah give us guidance and lead us to the right way. That brings us to the end of Surah Inshiqaq, and we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and the thing is now to make amal on it. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.